Layla, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. I am the cup, I am the wine, I am the ocean. When you realize that the holy war is holy peace, you can hear Layla singing, and you can see her dance with you the dance of the deep secret knowing, if you know where to find her and how to enter, and how to ascend in her holy sky. Layla is the guide on the night of power. If you want to make wine, this wine is not ripe unless it is aged. The oldest wine is the most ripe. Clean your cup, your body, heart, and soul. Before you want to drink from my water and drink the wine from my mouth, because my mouth and heart and all my being are full of the love of Layla. I want to keep this love inside of me, especially for her and not for another. I cover myself with veils because if anyone saw me, he would begin to speak with that understanding about me and Layla. But she refuses and removes all my veils, and she takes the veils from my eyes to see my face, herself, not to show me to another. How can I keep my love for Layla when she reveals her eye within my eye? Now that she has stripped my clothes and left me naked, she insists that I be seen by no eye but her eye. She makes with me what she wants. What can I do? I cannot. Then I look to see the person who sits near me. He does not understand. I say to him, my friend, come into my shop to drink from my cup, the wine of the deep secret love of Layla. Perhaps you think that one cup will be enough for you, but once you taste, you will taste the deep secret love of Layla in every cup, and the love of Layla has no end. My friend, if you want to come in, leave everything, if you can, to drink. Be like Ibrahim, break the idols to drink from Layla. Leave your mind outside. If you want to understand what I mean and fall down into the garden of Layla, she is so sensitive that no one can touch Layla with his mind. This garden is the shop, where Layla gives wine to everyone who wants to love her. If you keep your mind in your head, you will find no rest, so leave it outside the door. Come into my shop and sleep, like someone who has walked many miles and is very tired and needs to rest. First eat, then drink, and then sleep in the shop of Layla. This is the real life for you once you have died. You find in her shop the purity and beauty of God. Come into me to see her, to know her, to touch Layla. But clean your mirror of any love you knew before. Why do you look to the right or to the left and still do not see the essence of Layla in everything? If you do not follow me, if you do not understand the way of Layla, you are like the animals eating grass. But if you are a human being, you are less than an animal if you do not know the deep wisdom of Layla. Then I say to him, my friend, come in quickly. When Layla is so near you, within you, her fire is burning. Why not use the light to see who is within? Come into my shop and sleep between my arms, the sleep of knowing. I want you to wake up when you sleep between my arms. There is no sleeping when you see the face of Layla. She fills the world, and yet all the world is but a scent from her fragrance. She says, I go, and I return. I live in all the numbers. I live in everything. But I return to be one. I want you to be like me, to be one, to be Layla, in everything, in every moment, in every face. Oh, my son, you are myself, my heart, my soul, my secret. Listen to what I say if you can, and give me what I want. Give me all that you have, so I can give you all that I have. Be consumed to eat me. If you do not eat me, you cannot know me. Don't leave anything in the cup. Break all the glasses in your shop and drink from my mouth alone. Leave everything outside, and know there is no outside, only me. Where is the inside and where is the outside? When I am the face, when I am the life in every face, in everything. All the faces are my face, but know what I mean. Come to me quickly. Do not lose the time. These moments are like jewels. If you lose these jewels, how can you find them after they are gone? If you want me, come to me. but only after you wash and pray for me in all your time. Wash your eyes in the water of the truth, and then see me as I truly am, beloved. The eyes with which you see me are the eyes with which I see you. I stand in the doorway of your glance to look through the window of your soul, to enter into the room of your deepest essence. Help me to make this passage completely. Now I see only space and hear only your call, to enter, to return. Inspire me, beloved, to fly in the wings of your breath. I give you my milk inside your mouth. Drink from this milk, and after you drink from your mouth, you begin to speak my truth, the song of Layla. I put in you my eye. You see me in your eye, and you hear me in your ear. Know that your body is my body. When I touch you, what do I mean? I want to break all the doors, all the windows, all the walls. Nothing can contain Layla. Keep what I give you and clean it. Do not lose anything I give you, because I give you only myself. You cannot see me if you do not carry my eye. When I put my eye in your heart, see that your heart is my eye. Be my beloved. Be my beloved. Leave everything to know me. When you hold all the clothes from my body, you do not see. Only he, only one, be the one. Then write about the bride on the holy night with the essence of her holy husband. How is the bride on her wedding night? This is the night of Laylat al-Qadr. When you are Layla, I put all the meanings in this. I give all the help. I break all the glasses. I let the wine seep into your holy earth. If you do not do as I say, I let the wine sink in. Your earth will not give life to the rose. The rose is the knowing of truth. The night of power has not ended. Layla has not died because she does not know death. Is her presence? Is she presence or more? If you say night, she is more than night. If you say presence, she is more than presence. She is more than day. She is more than secret. No one can drink but from her cup. Layla is the essence of truth. You can see her in everything. Who brought you here? Layla. For whom? Layla. The deep politeness is from Layla to Layla. There are very few people who know her besides your father. The deep secret is from Layla to Layla. If you want to know, put your head under her foot. Why her? She is he, his life, his truth, the revealing of the treasure of his essence. Layla's play is the dance of the deep secret knowing, the ocean of Rahmatullah made manifest, the movement of his breath across the water, the fire behind, the life behind, all Kamra, the wine of pre-eternity, the wisdom that was before creation, the deep secret essence which preceded the formation of things of this created world, the first word. Layla is the full moon in an empty cup, and all the source of all the lights and all the shadows. She is the mistress of veils, day and night. Life and death are all the bridal veils, which hide her sacred reality from all but her beloved. He is she, and the essence of the creation is united inseparably. And with the whole play of creation which emanates from Layla, La ilaha illallah. Behind all the gross and subtle veils of the dance of Layla, there is no reality, but the reality of Allah. As Allah has no partners, Layla is Allah, completely immersed in the holy marriage, but appearing in the guise of creation, because it is only through guises, through veils, that Allah can manifest until the day of judgment, the moment of judgment when creation is ordained to meet its creator face to face, without the mediation of veils. In the meantime, the veil of Layla is the net of Allah, in which he catches his fish to return them to the great sea. And if you find yourself swimming in the folds of Layla's dress, know that there is nothing within her coat but her beloved Allah. Why does she make this play? She makes what she makes to know her. How could you know her if she did not make these things to reveal herself through? But this is deep praying. When you make your sajda, you put your head under her foot to drink from her milk. Then you rise up with her strength to say, thank you, beloved, because you give me the real life. Then you go down again to drink from her wine, to absent yourself from everything but this life. And then she moves you to stand to recite the Fatiha in the language of love. She opens a door for you to go through to the inside meaning of the praying. If anyone understood what I mean, he would pray and pray and pray without stopping, to drink the essence of her secret, to be her, to be Allah. Then he would not care about anything. If she puts him in the fire, if she kills him, it is only to make him her slave. Give her what she wants. She wants you. All that you have is from her, to return to her. This is the last veil. Allah.